especially in the afternoon and evening. Low to mid-80s tomorrow and Thursday, and the storms thin out in number Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. There are now more than 30,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. Health officials say at least 831 people have died. The state has now tested close to 350,000 people. Montgomery County and the city of Montgomery have both now lifted the COVID-19 curfews. No arrest after a deadly weekend shooting. Montgomery police say 30-year-old Sean Williams was found shot in the 1500 block of North Decatur Street Saturday night. He later died at the hospital. Police say another man was shot and has non-life-threatening injuries. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed says he wants Montgomery police to develop a better relationship with the community. He made the comment at a meeting between the mayors of Alabama's 10 biggest cities Monday in Mobile. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Refer your friends to Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air and share $100. But hurry, offer ends June 30th. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
In a bind? Don't waste time. Visit Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash offers fast cash at over 700 stores and online. Can't wait till your next paycheck? Try a payday loan. Want more money? Ask about installment loans. Even turn your car into cash with a title loan. Every state is different, so check into cash today. Find a store near you at checkintocash.com/trust or text TRUST to 55670 for a special offer.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, on A2C 272-9228. That's where we are. Couple of reminders here. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. We do that drawing on Friday from 2:30 to 2:45. You just need to be a caller. Talk to me. Don't just ask to be put in. We'll get your name in. Also, CTE Outdoor Power is doing their giveaway. Brand new drawing, but when your name goes in, it's going to go in for a month worth of drawings that we'll do on Friday. Go by and register at CTE Outdoor Power. Let me bring in a good friend to the show, and now has become a personal friend, John Williams from Mortgage Corporation of the South. John, welcome to the Dan Morris Show, in studio, by the way.
Wow, I'm not used to that type of intro. That's amazing,
you,
over the top. What'd I do to get that?
Because you're the guy. You're the man. So how are you doing today, first?
First, I'm doing great today. It has been a wonderful day. Got up early this morning and got going with things. I'm on about my fourth meeting today, so it's been a very productive day. How is your day, and how is your day, Joey?
Oh, very good.
Everything is coming up roses here. We've got a good stock market, making money, got a good radio show, got listeners, and then I got you in the studio. How could it be not any, I mean, how do I top that?
I don't know. I don't know how I can top it being up here. You guys, man, this is a nice studio. It's been a long time since I've been here. This thing has got wires and microphones and
The whole shooting match. And the squirrel, as long as we feed the squirrel on a regular basis, he'll keep this thing going.
Well,
if
let's
forget
feed
to
him
feed him, he's going...
Feed the squirrel. Okay, let's do it.
So tell us about the mortgage business. Tell me, here's the thing. Tell me the problems you're solving out there.
Well, you know, one of the things, first off, I'll say this. You know, I like to brag on this a little bit because we've been in business now. February was 25 years. And we started out in downtown Wichita in a very small office, a one-room office, as a matter of fact, and grown to who we are today. You know, there's a lot of folks out there that need help. You know, we all like to have good credit. We like to have access to money and loans and all that. But, you know, it's like my father told me years ago, son, if you ever mess up your credit, it's hard for anybody to have faith in you and get a loan. And, you know, that's even more true today with credit scoring and all that. So, anyway, where I'm going with all this is, bottom line, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that need access to their equity that they have in their homes, but they can't get it. They go to the bank and they find out, well, you know, you've got a lot of equity. You might have a home, that's paid for even. You need to go borrow $40,000, $50,000 for home improvements or whatever it might be. If your credit is not good, there's a good chance you're going to be turned down. Turned down, regardless of how much you know, collateral you have.
Sorry.
So we help a lot of folks get the cash they need when they need it to refinance their home, okay? Now, it's almost like we have two different sides of our building. Like you guys could have like two different studios here. You talk about one thing in one and something else in another. Ours is divided down the middle, basically. On one side of the company, we do excellent credit loans, and that's the side of the company where you want to come in, you want to buy a new home. We have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere, but you got to have the perfect credit to get it. On the other side of the building, you don't have to have perfect credit. You just gotten out of bankruptcy yesterday, and we can make a home equity loan to you and help you get back on track so you can catapult over to the other side.
Give me the line on your credit score where the line you're on good side and you're on the poor side.
Well, you know, that's really, we like to say, that's really a very much a blurred line, I guess you'd say, because with us now, you know, well, let me back up. Let me say this. In the general market, in the world out there, you need a good credit score. What's a good credit score? Well, you know, that's subject to interpretation and opinion, but basically a good credit score is anything 740 or above. Okay, and some people would argue that it's a little higher, a little lower, but about 740 is a pretty fair statement. Anything below that starts to become a little bit more borderline. But see, that's the great thing about our company on the side where you do not have to have perfect credit. We don't even care about credit scores. We lend to the person. And I mean, I've made loans to people before who had credit in the 300s. If I knew they were good people and they really wanted to get back on track and they've been dealt some pretty rough cards along the way, we'll do business. I don't care about the credit score. Again, I lend to people, not numbers and scores. But now, again, when you're talking about getting a new home and you have the perfect credit, well, the score means everything. But getting back on track, that's where we help. And that's really where we shine. We've helped so many people over the years when they had bad credit, things happen to them. They come in, get back on track, and then later on they say, hey, I got great credit.
So solving problems, one of the problems is you could have not the best of credit and you're just being overweighted with these loans and need someone. One thing I really enjoyed about meeting you is that you sit down and actually work with the people. You come up with a plan, let them work the plan, get them to say, yeah, I'm all in and staying with it. And it's like my business. That's solving someone's problem. I'm getting them to the point that they need to be, and that's what you do.
That's exactly what we do. We sit down and figure out what the problem is and figure out a way to solve it. You know, and another thing that's is really a little strange, I think, to a lot of people is no matter, you know, we do loans statewide. It doesn't matter whether the loan's in Central Alabama or it's in Birmingham or whatever. If someone calls on me to get back on track with their credit, I personally go to their house. I personally go there, personally. Sit down with them at the table, look at their house, talk about their problems, and see if we can help them. And a lot of people think, well, how in the world do you cover such territory? Well, I get up early.
And you work hard.
And I work late.
And another thing is, you can have property, you can have farm property, you can have hunting lodge property, you can have lake property that you're looking at. John will do what he can to help you.
That's right.
And some of these loans and deals people are doing, that your big banks go, yeah, well, we don't want to fool with that. But you work it out, don't you?
We do. And a small loan's okay, too. You walk into a big bank and say, I want to do a mortgage for $10,000. They'll tell you it's not worth our time. Usually it's not worth their time to do the paperwork. If you want a $10,000 loan with us, we'll say, hey, we got time.
Come on down.
We got time.
So anywhere in Alabama, within the confines of the state, you can talk to John. But I want you to think, I hate to use this term, out of the box, but there are people, I see it in my business all the time, there are people that have had credit issues. I have kids of clients that will happen to, and they'll come and meet with me, and I'll do what we call a mercy PMM, and try to get them going. I'm excited that I've met you now, so I can refer some of those people to you, because I don't want them taking borrowing money from my client to give to them, because a parent-child relationship and loaning money is not a good thing, particularly if there's a problem that's happened, divorce or whatever. So I'm sending them to you. Get you working on it. But people, now, everybody doesn't have perfect credit. And those people who do have perfect credit or good credit can take advantage of getting your really good low rates.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we were just, before I came to the studio today, we were looking at one. And we've got one right now we're working on. It's a home purchase thing. It's over $400,000 on the loan size. And we're looking at interest rates lower than 3%. Just different programs we've got.
I would classify that as a jumbo.
Yeah, well, there you go. So it's over 400. So, you know, it is a large loan. Absolutely. You know, one more thing I'll mention, too.
Please.
A lot of people don't even realize this, but in addition to that, and in the spirit of helping people get back on track, you know, we're a complete mortgage and loan center. So, I mean, if you look on our signage and all that, it says Mortgage Corporation South, Mortgage and Loan Center. Well, I want to point out, too, that it's not just real estate that we lend on. There's a lot of people that, you know, they run upon some hard times and they have an automobile that's paid for. Maybe they paid it off early or whatever. And, you know, I need $2,000 or $3,000, and they go to their bank and their credit's not great. Went through a divorce, had a bankruptcy, whatever. We lend a lot of money on automobiles as well. Just $3,000 or $4,000, $5,000, whatever. I mean, it can go up to $10,000, but a lot of people come in and get loans on those. And the whole idea is for them to, number one, get the cash they need for whatever it is, whether it's automobile repair or home repairs, something, you know, life just happens and things come up. But the main thing there is that we report that good credit when they make their payments on that car loan. We report it so they can rebuild their credit if their credit is low.
How long does that normally take, a year, 2 years?
Average is probably 12 months, you know, something like that.
So they're paying you and then you're reporting. So let's say they had a whole bunch of debt and you consolidated and you're taking care of that. Particularly, another thing is people have credit card debt coming out of the union of these high. I see that a lot. And they're struggling with it. And if you can just get them down lower, that will help out. But also coming up with a plan where they're paying the series versus just doing minimum payment. Making a payment is much better than just doing minimum payment. It's not treated the same.
That is exactly
right.
Credit
world.
Yep. All of our loans are fully amortizing, meaning that a portion of your principal and interest is taken from each payment. So in other words, if you go and we put a loan together, let's say we put a loan together for 12 months and the payments are $300 a month. Well, at the end of 12 months, you're done. By that same token, if they have something like a title pawn or something like that, they just pay monthly interest, and at the end of 12 months, they still owe the same amount they started with. So these are fully amortizing loans with a definite payout date. You know, that's the beauty of it.
So do you help people that have these payday loans and are stuck?
We do. We pay off a lot of payday loans. The title pawn things, so many people get into those title pawns and they come to us for help. Say, you know, how can we get out of it? We can't get out of it, you know, and it's a great thing to pay them off.
Tell me, for the people who do have acceptable credit, what type of interest rates are you looking at now on a 30-year mortgage?
Well, we're seeing rates right hovering around the 3%, some a little bit lower. We were quoting some just earlier before we got up here, like 2.8, 2.9. So, you know, depending on the program. We offer the FHA loan, the VA loan, also conventional. We also do the USDA type financing, 100% no money down type thing. So depending on the program, it's safe to say they hover around the 3%. You know, they ebb and flow, and it changes a little bit sometimes daily or even hourly, but around 3% or less for good credit right now.
How long does it take you to get someone qualified that's looking at going out and buying a house?
1 hour.
No.
Yeah.
No,
one hour.
No.
Yep. We get the information, put it in the system, and we go ahead and get the pre-approval right there. And we generate the approval based on what we're given, what we're told. You know, if you come in and you say, this is my income right here, and we're going to go ahead and jot that down, we're going to pull credit on you right there. And then we'll say, okay, based on that right there, based on your income, I need you to bring me some W-2s or whatever. But based on what you've told me and your credit right here, you are pre-approved. Go shopping. Find yourself a house. And then we typically close in 12 days.
For appraisals, do you use county records or do you get an appraisal company to come in?
Well, you know, sometimes if your credit is good enough and on some programs, we can waive the appraisal. But typically, there's going to be an appraisal involved, and appraisals only they're pretty fast right now. Only get them back in 2 or 3 days. So that's part of it.
Are you seeing much of a change in direction of property where people are going, moving out of towns and moving into rural areas and lakes and things like that?
It's amazing. Yes. Tremendously.
Yeah, I've got some friends in the real estate business, and they said it's really people are like skipping town.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. You know, Elmore County has grown tremendously over the years. So has Autauga County, you know, to speak to things locally here. But, you know, we're actually seeing now people start to move on into Coosa County. So, you know, but make no mistake, we make loans, as we said earlier, all over the state. We just happen to be located right here, you know, in Wetumpka.
So. In the lovely town of Wetumpka, up on the hill, huh?
On top of the mountain.
I got to come by and see your place.
I wish you would.
You have got I've called your office because your number on your website gets you there, but it's not as good as your new number, which is outstanding. So
thank you.
The lady who answered the phone, I chatted with her and said, well, what is your new number that John just got? She said, oh, I got it right here. And she gave it to me. And so tell the people your new number here.
Okay. Yeah, we decided to get a new number and to make it easy. Okay. It's of course, we're in the 334 area code here in Wetumpka, Central Alabama. But it's 567-9000.
That's easy.
That's easy. Even I can remember that.
I tell you what, at the end of that telephone number, you have problem-solving people that are going to help you out. John Williams, let me tell you something. Go, when you call him up, tell me you're a Dan Marsh Show listener. Ask for John. John's going to meet with you. John's going to solve your problem. John's going to get it done. John, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you for having me on, and I'll wrap it up by doing the little disclaimer here that I'm required to do by law. Company NMLS number is 232876, Equal Housing Lender. Y'all have a great rest of the day. Love the show.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you. News 93.1, when we return right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a walk-behind lawnmower upgrade? Well, if so, come by CTE and check out Honda walk-behind mowers. They're the best. Now, don't just take my word for it. You know Honda consistently wins consumer product awards, and Honda has the best warranty in the industry, up to 5 years. And right now, here at CTE, we have Honda mowers on sale starting at only $359. Now, you won't find a Honda for that price at a home store. And this month, when you buy a new Honda here from CTE, you'll get 1 year additional warranty for free. Not sure which Honda model is right for you? No problem. At CTE, you can try before you buy here at the store, or you can even rent one and take it home for the weekend. Now, who else does all that? That's what I thought. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 2922 A. That's where we are. Listener Ann sent me a video here. I'm looking at, and it's a camera walkthrough of the garage area at NASCAR. I think this is Talladega. Is that Talladega? I will soon find out. But it's kind of like, you know, the pull down for the garage door. It has a a noose at the bottom, so you can put your hand in and pull it down. And the noose meaning it's just a little loop that's there. Appreciate John Williams stepping in with us here in the studio. It's good to have him in here. He's going to be a major part of this show in the coming months during the summer. And folks, he was really, really good. Okay. So, Judge Napolitano, on the Bolton book and classified information. This is the setup before we actually get to the judge.
President Trump sounding off on his former national security advisor, John Bolton, as his new book hits shelves today, saying that he should go to jail for publishing classified information.
Well, here to react is Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, in those comments the president made yesterday, anticipating the release of his book today, he expanded on what legally he has to go on with that. I want to see what you think about the president's case.
John Bolton came out and said that doesn't work with country to country. What's your reaction to that?
Look, this is a guy with no personality. All he wanted to do is drop bombs on everybody. He was one of the many people that got us into the war in the Middle East, which was a big mistake. I said to him, let me ask you, do you think recently, I said, what did you think? He said, I think we made the right decision. I said, you lost me there. It was the worst decision in the history of our country. I know you may disagree with that. Worst, well, now you might agree. At the time, you would have, you know, felt differently. But also, the Libyan model, you know what that means, right? Look it up. One of the dumbest things ever said, I think it was said on Deface the Nation, the Libyan model, he said the Libyan model, that was set us back, you have no idea. John Bolton was a stupid guy, and he was a guy with no heart. And he also had a statement that he would lie whenever he had to. He has that statement. It's a well-known statement. And I fired him. And I didn't think it was a big deal. And I wasn't around him very much. But what he did do is he took classified information and he published it during a presidency. It's one thing to write a book after. During. And I believe that he's a criminal. And I believe, frankly, he should go to jail for that.
Vintage Donald Trump. And what he said was, I would lie for national security issues. But he's, you know, the Libyan model, you remember that? You know, and that really pissed off Donald Trump because he was trying to court Kim in North Korea, and that was not, you know, the outcome for for Libya, Muammar Gaddafi was not good. He got shot in the head.
Right, and I don't think Bolton made a mistake there. I think Bolton
did it on purpose.
Yes.
Because he didn't like what was going on. Okay, so no. Now Trump comments on Bolton. Listen in.
Judge, I know you're pretty, I don't know if you've read the book, but what do you think?
Yeah, no, I have not read the book, Brian. My familiarity with the book is based upon the legal pleadings that the DOJ filed, and quite frankly, on your terrific interview with him yesterday, which is very, very enlightening. The president has a good point. It's almost unheard of that someone would be accused, a former confidant of the president's, of spilling national security secrets during the same presidency. But the Justice Department has two problems here. One is they waited too long, too late, to bring this action to stop the book from being published before a court. So the court basically said, look, if this stuff is so serious, why weren't you here a month ago? Why did you wait until after 250,000 copies of his book had been distributed? The other is, I don't know what the secrets are in this book, and the judge didn't know what the secrets were in the book until they went into chambers with just John Bolton's lawyer and the DOJ lawyers and the judge, and the press wasn't there, and they pointed out what the national security secrets are. So at some point, we will find out, Brian, just how serious and how damaging this is. If it's serious and damaging, the president is right. The Justice Department can pursue John. They can get a judge to order Simon & Schuster, his publisher, to preserve all income derived from the sale of the book.
But judge,
and the Justice Department
can
attempt to seize that.
Judge, as
they
you
could
know,
also
that
try
judge,
and persuade a grand jury
right.
that this was a criminal act. So the president's right. The issue is, was it a criminal act? Are there secrets in there? One last thing, Brian. In the DOJ's complaint against John Bolton, they reflect that at one point he did receive clearance for the book.
That's what I was going to say.
He did. Yeah. And then a new team came in,
right.
headed by Bob O'Brien, the current national security advisor, and that team said, we don't like the book. There's too many things in there that shouldn't be published. You got to get them out.
Okay. Now, the old team that was there, was the team that the Venmans and those folks were a part of. I'm wondering who did the approval in NSA. Was it some of these deep state kind of people at Venman and company that did that? Because if you remember, when that went over there, all of a sudden there were these leaks out about the book. And I don't think that was coming from Bolton. I think that was coming from the NSA. New sheriff in town. And then they went, wait a minute, no, you can't do that. This got too much loose stuff. So one person may have seen it one way, another person seen it completely different. And the question would be, what is the motivation? Let me go to a break. Damn, our show is going to be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage. And here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 200 for $44.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at BlessingSCS.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and right now you can order custom graduation and wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Check out Laser Copy's website at LaserCopyInc.com and on Facebook. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville. Or call 358-3880.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The government's top infectious disease expert says he's cautiously optimistic there'll be a COVID-19 vaccine by the end of the year or early next year.
We're going into the first phase three efficacy trial in July. It takes at least a month to get to the second dose, because it's a prime boost.
Dr. Anthony Fauci warning a House committee as nearly half the states show increases.
Right now, the next couple of weeks are going to be critical in our ability to address those surgings that we're seeing in Florida, in Texas, in Arizona, and in other states.
And a funeral underway in Atlanta for Rayshard Brooks, the African-American man shot to death by police in a Wendy's parking lot after a struggle and after which he appeared to point a taser at officers. Protests erupting across the country over his death. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is thunderstorm season, and the radar will be very active again today. The heat and humidity will add fuel to the fire. High temperature close to 90 today. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. A couple of stronger storms possible with damaging wind gusts, tropical downpours. Low temperature tonight down to about 71. Tomorrow and Thursday, more of the same. Showers and storms in generous supply, especially in the afternoon and evening. Low to mid-80s tomorrow and Thursday, and the storms thin out in number Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well,
272-9228, that's where we are.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about. Lives in my hometown.
Guys, we've got this rain that came in yesterday. We'll have some more rain a little bit later in the week. And when you get those damp spots like that, what you end up with is a whole bunch of mosquitoes. And I'm very fortunate in my house that it can be drizzling. I can still be out on the deck and really enjoy it. And I've got a clearance of about 3 feet from my deck down to the ground. It used to be the breeding spot for mosquitoes at my house. I would do the spray, I'd do the fogger and this kind of stuff. It would tamp them down for a little bit, but not for very long. When Mosquito Show comes out now, it knocks them out for weeks. And they do a new application every 3 weeks, and I just don't see mosquitoes. Now, I go to somebody else's house. Matter of fact, went down to a family member's house, went in there and hit the, there was a bug on her arm, hit it, and it was a big old fat mosquito. Big old bloody spot from the blood that was in the mosquito. And she had a different type of service. And she did not have a mosquito shield. I do not have that problem ever. I do not have that problem. And as you know, Joey, I've got kind of a woodsy yard.
Yes, you do.
And so I highly recommend Levon Russell and Mosquito Shield. Use them personally. Would not be endorsing them if I did not think they were top shelf. Get ready to copy the cell phone number down because they are great people and you will find the service to be spectacular, particularly the $29.95 first application Damar Show special. 513-2940, 513-2940. If you'll do that first application, you will not go anywhere. You will stay with them and you will love the service. I would get it done, my friends. I love spending time, Benji and I and friends, outside, and I want you to really enjoy it, too, by having Mosquito Shield, 513-2940. Let's stay with Justin Napolitano and on the judge seeing the information. Remember, he revealed that they went back in the back. The DOJ pointed out what was a problem. I'm not sure he could recognize that would be a problem. But John Bolton may have some problems here and give up quite a bit of money. By the way, the more you read and the more this kind of stuff starts happening here, he is getting to Flopsville. It's, you know, Bobshell. Well, it really isn't. Listen in.
You know from the filing what it also said was because Mr. Bolton contacted the Department of Justice or the NSA and said, okay, you're going to sign off on this. And they said on May the 7th, they said, we'll let you know on, I think, June 19th, last Friday. But the books had already been published. So what, you know, going forward, whether or not they find, look for criminal liability, is this really, you know, a lawsuit that this administration wants played out in court?
Probably not, Steve. That's a great question because everybody's going to have to testify if they do, including the people no longer in the National Security Council, in the Donald Trump's White House, who authorized the printing of the book several months ago, and on which John Bolton relied when he told his publisher, yeah, I'm clear, you can go ahead and print it. It will be a little bit embarrassing, but, you know, the president knows what these secrets are. I don't, we don't. So it depends on what they are and how damaging they might be. The Justice Department might be wise to sit on its hands. It might be unwise to sit on its hands. We're going to have to wait and see.
He's doing this kind of salvo of interviews that are coming up for CBS, Face the Nation, things like that. And again, when you look at some of these interviews, and what he's saying, you can just tell that he's kind of trying to ramp it up. He's trying to supercharge it. It's something I cannot imagine him testifying before Congress because he will get basic. All Republican has to do is say, you said this in this interview. Is that true? Yes or no? If he says yes and they think it's not true, he may have a perjury problem. If he says no, then he's just kind of throwing it out there. But I'll tell you what you'll do is you'll hear a lot of him hollering around. Now, Independence Reaction to this book.
Judge, the people who are the diehard Trumpers, they're going to vote for him no matter what. The liberals who hate him, they're not going to vote for him. They'll vote for Biden. How does this affect the middle of the road, someone who hasn't made up their mind yet?
You know, that's a great question. The president's doing a very effective job, I think, as he did with Brian yesterday, in undermining John Bolton's credibility. In fact, I saw some old clips of an interview I did with John Bolton on my old Freedom Watch show on Fox Business, in which he said sometimes certain truths are so strong that you have to lie in order to protect them. I looked at him. I said, John, what are you talking about? He said, I said, would you lie to protect a truth? And he said, yes, of course I would. I don't know, Ainsley, if the American people really get into the weeds on that. I think the American people will take the big picture on Donald Trump. Either you like him because of what he's doing or you don't like him because of the way he does it.
Point taken here. Okay, now moving into kind of a different subject here. There's a Wilett Ferris is going to be talking about the Mueller probe could have had a foreign policy initiative to it. Now, if you watch Fox a pretty good bit, you would recognize the guy. He's not owned a lot, but he's kind of the Middle East kind of person. He was real big when they were talking about the intelligence coming out on Saddam Hussein and what people were saying. He's kind of plugged into that group. And he basically was saying what turned out to be the fact, that you had people who had opposing interests who were basically making up stuff about their opposition so America would do what they did. He was kind of one of the folks that did that. So this guy's kind of interesting. Listen into this.
We've been digging into the government documents and the footnotes. It's a story we have been covering for 3 years. We're now seeing growing questions in Washington over why the Mueller probe was launched to begin with, after FBI officials and DOJ officials say by early 2017, the FBI and DOJ had not turned up any evidence in the Trump-Russia probe to connect that there was a conspiracy. So did former FBI Director James Comey arrange via media leaks to get Special Counsel Mueller appointed based on obscure violations of never rarely used laws like the FARA law and the Logan Act? Let's welcome former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor and current Fox News national security and foreign policy analyst, Wally Ferris. Wally, what do you think?
Thank you, Liz, for having me. Basically, yes, from a perspective of a general analysis, many experts, I'm one of them, we are asking the question, if it was not the Russia-Trump campaign connection, so what was it about? Most likely, it was about foreign policy as well. It was about an Obama foreign policy, specifically in my own view, the Iran deal that they were concerned about, though the architects of the Iran deal were very concerned that the next administration, Mr. Trump, President Trump now, would change it, would cancel it. And they, as you had discussed earlier, there was no idea that he would win. But when he won, there was a sort of a scrambling to make sure that there will be measures taken to protect that Iran deal. That would be one of the theories developed now.
Okay. To protect the Iran deal, because he knew that Trump was going to take down the Iran deal, which did not get any type of Senate approval of a treaty. So let's continue with this guy, and he's going to kind of go over the timeline to Mueller.
Let's go through it. What happened was in early 2017, Comey would later testify in July 2017 that when he left the FBI, there was no active investigation into President Trump. James Clapper testified in 2017, July, there was no empirical evidence connecting Trump-Russia conspiracy. He had that same language to the effect from Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. So then you have a FARA probe, meaning that George Papadopoulos, Michael Flynn, you know, you had Paul Manafort accused of basically violating obscure laws. Critics say these obscure laws, few have ever been charged with violations of these laws. The FARA Act is, you didn't register with the U.S. government as being a lobbyist for a foreign government. And the Logan Act. Do you think this was like a pretext to authorize investigations into a political opponent when there was no there there, as Rod Rosenstein says? What do you say?
Look, Liz, the intensity of investigating FARA laws or the Logan Act, and as you said, these are laws that have not been applied thoroughly. But let's assume that these are laws and they need to be investigated. What is the link with the Russia-Trump campaign link? There isn't. So basically what has happened is that once the agencies concluded at the end of 2016, as far as we understand now, early 2017, that there was no connection between Russia and the campaign in terms of affecting policy, then probably somewhere at one level that we don't know, there was a shift to look at those little cases of FARA or Logan Act or others, basically taxation, that would maintain that
Wait,
pressure.
Wait, stay on that.
Show that. Yes.
Okay, so he's going to hit that a little further down the line here. And Mueller didn't have anything that was there. Just nothing but empty.
So if there's no there, why was Mueller appointed special counsel to look into what? If the FBI didn't have a case, if they have no evidence, then why was Mueller even appointed as special counsel to probe Trump-Russia collusion? Because the Trump-Russia FBI probe was launched as a FARA violation because George Papadopoulos was gossiping with an Australian diplomat over drinks in a London pub that, you know, the Russians hacked the Democrats' emails and those leaks could come toward the Trump campaign's way. So that was a FARA violation. Do you see what I mean? They didn't have Trump-Russia conspiracy case there. You know what I mean? So it seemed, why was Mueller even appointed?
Look, as I testify to the Senate myself, because I testify to the Senate on this one, to the House, I made the case as an analyst, not just as a witness, that's not how Russia operates. You cannot in few months have the Russian leadership trying to create a huge influence in an American campaign that represents at least half of the American people. Has never been before, and it can't be. So the Russia connection was not even logical to be there. Russia has different ways to influence, and therefore I agree with your point that they may have shifted to the FARA violation because there was nothing in the Russia connection.
Interesting. News on 93.1. Demo Show will be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It's in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road is calling, it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way, cup you right on by. And the blue lights shining with a heavenly grace, cup you right on by.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The other day, I was at one of the local big box stores, and I saw a gentleman purchasing a Craftsman lawn tractor for $19.99. And I asked him, wouldn't you rather have a Hustler Zero Turn? And he said, well, sure, but I can't buy one for that price. And you know what? He's right. Until now. Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and for a limited time, while supplies last, I'm discounting up to $450 off MSRP the 34 and 42-inch dash models of Hustler zero-turn riding mowers. That means you can now buy a Hustler ZTR for only $19.99. So if you've ever wanted a ZTR but thought your yard was too small or the price was too big, the Hustler Dash for only $19.99 is the perfect solution. And with 0% interest financing or payments as low as $50 a month, now is the perfect time. Hustler and CTE Outdoor Power, I-5 at Perry Hill Road or CTEOutdoorPower.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's what I mean.
272-9228, that's where we are.
You don't have to say that you love me.
Newt was on yesterday, Fox and Friends. We're going to be talking about the China, and then he's going to get into the history of the erasing history and the situation in Seattle, and then we're going to work out from there.
They want to be the leader in all the future technologies that are going to dominate the economy. And so what's at stake is the economic opportunity of our children and our grandchildren, whether we can continue to be the technological leader of the world. The Chinese have embarked on a very aggressive program during this time of stealing and cheating in order to overtake us. They've stolen our intellectual property. When they steal our secrets about future technology, they're stealing the future of the American people.
There you've got the Attorney General as he appeared yesterday on Maria's show. Let's bring in Newt Gingrich. The Attorney General detailed right there, that has been China's business plan for quite a while. If you want to do business as an American company in China, they're going to shake you down for the secrets. How do we change that?
Well, they also just steal secrets by using cyber attack. They have an entire unit of the People's Liberation Army just outside of Beijing, whose only job is to steal American secrets. So the former Director of National Intelligence under Obama, Jim Clapper, said at one point they steal about $500 billion a year. That is, they steal more in secrets than all the sales we make to China combined. I think the Attorney General's right, but he left out one thing, which is if they get to be the technologically dominant country in the world, they will dominate the world. We're in a contest now with a totalitarian dictatorship, the Chinese Communist Party, whose specific goal is to dominate the entire planet by just sheer mass. They have 1.3 billion people. If they can also have the most advanced technology, it'll be very, very hard to deal with them. And I think this is really a matter of life and death. In fact, I have an entire chapter in my new book on Trump and the American future, which talks about China and the threat from China.
It sent us another, we're a big target, but you know who else is a big target for China? Is Israel. Because Israel does so much technology and pharmaceuticals and things like that. I mean, you know, a company called Datadog and the whole people who developed Iron Dome and the missile technology that's computer-driven, and they're trying to get in and get those things because Israel will not do anything in China.
Yeah, and China's an interesting challenge because it's not quite like we're going to call it a Cold War. It's not quite like the Soviet Union with the military buildups. There is a military buildup. It's not the same thing as like the missile race, these sorts of things. But it seems very clear their goal is to use economic power, mercantilism, in order to advance their interests. And then also militarily, what they're trying to do is slowly push out our Navy from the Pacific. And that gives them a lot more control if they can successfully do that. I read something, I brought it up earlier today, Dan, a lot of concerns about tactical EMP attack, mm-hmm. where you could take out an aircraft carrier, you wouldn't kill anybody, but you would, you know...
Disable it.
Yeah. And it's in their literature, their military literature. So, yeah, I'm sure the U.S. Navy and military are much more aware than Dan and Joey about these things, but... to see that in the press and being talked about, China is quite a challenge and a struggle going forward.
Well, I'm glad that Trump is addressing it. I think Joe Biden is clueless on it, but this is going to be a problem for us. Now, Newt Gingrich is going to talk about, well, let's do this. Let's see if we can fit this call in. Now, let's do the erasing history in Seattle, Newt Gingrich style.
History continues. You probably don't know that from where you are, perhaps, but George Washington Memorial was defaced over in Baltimore. The Francis Scott Key statue was taken down over in San Francisco. Ulysses S. Grant statue. I believe he was the leader of the Union Army. They took down his statue, and now they want to remove Teddy Roosevelt statue in front of the Museum of Natural History. But the Museum of Natural History president is the one doing it, saying, quote, "Over the last few weeks, our museum community has been profoundly moved by the ever-widening movement for racial justice that has emerged after the killing of George Floyd. We have watched as the attention of the world and the country has increasingly turned to statues as powerful and hurtful symbols of systemic racism. Simply put, time has come to move on. So goodbye, Teddy Roosevelt, standing on a horse in front of an American Indian and an African American." Your reaction?
Well, look, I'm a huge fan of the American Museum of Natural History. In fact, Calista and I have a small scholarship there for paleontology students. But I think she's probably right for two reasons. One, if you look at the statue in its whole, it's really a perfect example of the white supremacist feeling of the era of Theodore Roosevelt and Woodrow Wilson, et cetera. Two, if they don't move it somewhere safe, it will sooner or later be destroyed because it is so clear. And I'm a huge Theodore Roosevelt fan. That particular statue is clearly out of its time, but the answer is to put it somewhere as a teaching device, not to destroy it. And the other examples you made, you know, I wrote a piece this week in my newsletter that you can get at Gingrich 360 for free, and I said, you're dealing here with barbarians. Grant was not only the Union general who defeated the Confederacy and the slave states, he is also the president who sent in the Union army to break up the Ku Klux Klan in South Carolina. It was Democrats who were defending the Ku Klux Klan and segregation, while the Republicans were actually willing to use the federal military in order to break it up. So you have people who are totally ignorant. They don't know anything. They're out there destroying things. And they remind me a lot of the Taliban when it destroyed the two giant Buddha statues in 2001. These people are anti-civilization. And in places like Seattle, we need to understand, no one has the right to stop the police from going to help somebody who has been shot. When this kind of stuff happened in Mississippi in the civil rights era, we sent in the FBI, they tracked down the people, and they ultimately locked them all up. Sooner or later, we're going to have to defend those Americans who are being held hostage by a radical group in Seattle.
News on 93.1, Red Top, hang on, buddy, coming back to you after our top of the hour break.
Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada News Talk.